Part 3. Rachel moved to the front of the room. She was carrying lots of shoe boxes. "Shoes?" whispered Terry. "She's going to talk about shoes?" Diane laughed. As Rachel put her boxes on the desk, they fell on the floor. Now everyone was laughing. Rachel smiled, but only her mouth moved. Laura could see that her old friend, who wasn't afraid of snakes, mice, or spiders, was frightened now. Ms. Merrill looked at the clock. "Hurry, Rachel. Everyone is waiting," Ms. Merrill said sharply. Rachel began to collect her treasures. Not one person got up to help. Finally, she began to speak. "My report is on shells," she said. There was a cold silence in the room. "People collect shells because they're pretty, or they may find them on the beach." "Well, what do you know?" It was Steve, acting like he was amazed. Everyone laughed. Laura pressed down on her notebook with her pen. Why is he so mean? Why did he have to make fun of Rachel? "This one," said Rachel, "is my best shell." She took a shell out of the box and showed it to the class. It was really beautiful. But at the back of the room, the laughing started again. "I wonder where she bought it," said Diane. "Maybe at the discount store?" Rachel acted like she didn't hear and continued to talk. "Here is a regular shell." Suddenly, the bell rang. In the back row, students were laughing and clapping their hands. Laura looked at them. On their shirts, they all had the little yellow cards that Diane handed out earlier that morning. On each card, there was a picture of a girl with messy hair, and below the picture, it said, "Rachel Horton Fan Club." Now Laura understood. The in crowd wasn't out to get her. They were out to get Rachel. They did this all on purpose. Rachel stared at them in confusion, and then suddenly she understood. Her hand began to shake. She dropped the shell she was holding, and it broke into tiny pieces on the floor. Diane walked up to Laura and said, "Here, Laura, this yellow card is for you." Laura looked from Rachel's sad and frightened face to Diane's mean smile. She heard the clapping. She reached out slowly and took the card from Diane and put it on her sweater. She saw the hurt look on Rachel's face, and then she closed her eyes. "She's such a nerd, isn't she?" Diane whispered. Laura opened her eyes and began to clap.